I really cannot express what I felt, because it was so impressive for me just to stand there and to know only his body is there, but his spirit and you know, it's just there. It's everywhere here. And it was very impressive. So I could pray very easily and very deeply there.
Sister Felicitas from the Sisters of the Divine Redeemer is surely not the only one experiencing such moments at the tomb of the late Pope John Paul II. Despite Rome's soaring temperatures, and almost 4 months after John Paul's death, each day still more than 20,000 people throng by his tomb. A separate line takes visitors around the outside of St. Peter's Basilica, directly into the underground crypt, past the tomb and outside again. Only a lucky, persistent few have a chance to pray before the tomb.
I managed to go out of the lane, and knee down, there is a second room, and you could pray there for 5-10 minutes.
Rudolf Repkin is a German lawyer who we caught up with just as he exited the tomb. But another particular reason for many pilgrims to come is to have their religious objects blessed by having them touch the tomb.
All the things that we bought are blessed by the Pope because he's still handing out the blessings. So there could be miracles. You can see the interest in the people that wanted to see the tomb. There were people kneeling in front of the tomb.
There were a couple of people crying. Yep.
So it wasn't a tourist interest, I don't believe. It was sincere holiness down there.
I am Christina Badem.